From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues a message in this series of studies in the life of Abraham. The text is Genesis 21, verses 22 through 34. This was a time of relative peace in Abraham's life, a time when he was drawing into a deeper experience of his God. Abraham had grown much in the Lord since the time he was called out of Ur of the Chaldees. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns is focusing on three aspects of Abraham's life that reveal his life of faith. There was, first of all, the public aspect, showing how Abraham lived among heathen people, showing them by his life the reality of the God he served. Then, in the private aspect of his life, Abraham established his home around the will, the word, and the worship of God, something that enabled him to face the troubles that came. It is a lesson that should be impressed on all of God's people. In a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will resume this message called The Balanced Beauty of a Well-Ordered Life. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Walk in the Light. The text is John chapter 12, verse 46, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. This world is dark as midnight. Jesus has come that by faith we may have light and may no longer sit in the gloom which covers all the rest of mankind. Whosoever is a very wide term. It means you and me. If we trust in Jesus, we shall no more sit in the dark shadow of death, but shall enter into the warm light of a day which shall never end. Why do we not come out into the light at once? A cloud may sometimes hover over us, but we shall not abide in darkness if we believe in Jesus. He has come to give us broad daylight. Shall he come in vain? If we have faith, we have the privilege of sunlight. Let us enjoy it. From the night of natural depravity, of ignorance, of doubts, of despair, of sin, of dread, Jesus has come to set us free. And all believers shall know that he no more comes in vain than that the sun rises and fails to scatter his heat and light. Shake off thy depression, dear brother. Abide not in the dark, but abide in the light. In Jesus is thy hope, thy joy, thy heaven. Look to him only, and thou shalt rejoice as the birds rejoice at sunrise, and as the angels rejoice before the throne.
Jesus came to us a child.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We are not called to isolation. We are called to ensure that we live among the ungodly as witnesses of Jesus Christ. That without compromise to our personal testimony, without compromise to God's word or commandment, we live among men as witnesses for our Savior. Like Abraham, we must not compromise either our God or his gospel or our testimony. In that sense, the sense of compromise with evil, James says the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. It's the friendship of compromise. That has nothing to do with what Abraham was living out here. Rather, we should relate Abraham's stand and life among the unsaved more with what is said of the Lord Jesus Christ. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. You will notice even that the Apostle Paul gave the early Christians instructions how to behave themselves when they were in social intercourse with the heathen. He never said, get out of that society. No, no. He said, you don't touch its sin and you don't go into any place that is going to compromise your testimony. But insofar as you're not compromising, be like your Savior. Walk among the ungodly. Live among the ungodly. And as Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Abraham then lived his life among the unsaved, among the ungodly, in peace, in harmony, committing himself to their greatest good. Oh, that God would do that for you and me. What good could this group of Christians do to Greenville? What good? How much good could be accomplished with God's people going out there to serve men, to bring them their greatest good, to bring them a shining example of the beauty and the glory of saving grace. Instead of which, we make our separation an excuse for isolation, and our isolation an excuse for doing nothing. The world perishes. Christians wrap themselves in the hypocritical, pharisaical robes of their own self-righteousness. We don't do this, we don't do that, we don't go there, we don't go the other place. The truth of the matter is, for the most part, we do nothing. In public life, and we all must seek, obviously it will differ from person to person according to the station in which God places us, but in public life, in relation to the ungodly, we live in peace and harmony, doing good, dealing kindly, establishing a testimony as we seek the greatest good, even the salvation of those lost ones. In the second element in this well-ordered life was that Abraham established his home affairs around the word, the will, and the worship of God. Now follow me carefully here. When Ishmael rose up in bitter rebellion, Abraham dealt with him according to the word of God. He did God's will even when that was very hard in the flesh. When God said, cast out the bondwoman and her son, Abraham found that a very difficult thing to do, just as you would find it a very difficult thing to do. But he did it anyway, and he reaped the rewards. Now last week, I looked at the typical and the theological implications of the expulsion of Ishmael, casting out the bondwoman and her son. But when you're reading Scripture, never confuse the typical application with the personal aspect of the stories. There is a very personal aspect here. You see, here is a picture of real life trouble. And this will be something that many parents either have had to identify with or will soon have to identify with. Abraham's family was in disarray. Abraham's home was a battlefield. Ishmael was threatening the unity and the happiness of the entire family, and he was especially threatening the welfare of his younger brother Isaac. Now put yourself right into a home like that. As I say, maybe you've already been there. With division inside the home, with one son or daughter being an evil influence on another son or daughter, when there is deep bitterness and deep resentment and deep unhappiness, this is altogether real life. We learn that Abraham dealt with this, but he didn't deal with it after the flesh. You see, when these things happen in our lives, they touch us first on a fleshly level, and we tend to react on a fleshly level. And the problem with that reaction is that when you deal with an eruption of fleshliness by means of another eruption of fleshliness, all you've got is double-barreled sin. The situation's worse than ever. Abraham didn't deal with this after the flesh. Either to deal hardly with Ishmael out of anger, or to deal softly with him out of carelessness or some irresponsible love of false peace. No, no. Here's the example that Christian parents can really learn from. As he faced this problem, Abraham listened to the word of God. And here's a wee word for husbands. The word of God told him, listen to your wife. She got it right the first time. Abraham got it wrong. Sometimes it takes a whole lot of grace in order to see that. But that's what the word of God told him. Now, I take a deep breath. I was a very good fellow this morning. I came to one of these crossroads where I could go off on a tangent, and I took a deep breath and decided not to go that way. And Johnny Gresham was telling me he had enough tape left over he could actually have put all the music on. I'm at another one of those crossroads, and I don't know whether to be good or not so good this time. Abraham, dealing with this, listening to the word of God, facing the bitter resentment that was dividing his family, deciding to deal with his son, not as he felt, not as his whole heart yearned, but as God said. Listen to the word of God and acted. Was it hard in the flesh? You can be sure it was. It's always hard for a parent, for a Christian, to do what's right in the home when things are tough. To face the sin without sinning. To excise the evil without injecting more of your own evil into it. But Abraham did it as God directed. And here's the problem I have. I can't get off on this tangent of how Christian parents should take the word of God and begin to use it in the proper discipline, guidance, and growth of their family. But I will note this. Abraham got results. In verse 17 of this 21st chapter, we read of Ishmael, God heard the voice of the lad. In other words, through how he had been dealt with, Ishmael was led to cry to God. And then in verse 20, God answered and God blessed him. God was with the lad and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And that's how Abraham dealt with the cancer in his home. And having dealt with that, I just should interject here, you're not to take it that he left Ishmael to his own devices for all these years. There's evidence there was contact when he came to die. Ultimately, Abraham was buried by his two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. There was contact and all the rest of it. But there was a wise disposition of all the affairs of this family to cut out the cancer, so that Abraham could continue to lead his home spiritually. This is the atmosphere in which he reared Isaac. An atmosphere of security. With a knowledge of a father's love. And with a knowledge that this father in love would discipline according to the word of God. With an example of true prayer and true spiritual worship. That's how Abraham built his home. That was the second component in his well-ordered life.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.